This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
If you're a not-for-profit or a community organization in Halliburton County, it's time to apply for funding support through the Halliburton County Development Corporation's Local Initiatives Program for 2025-26. Now in its 10th year, the Local Initiatives Program, or LIP as it's known, has distributed more than $615,000 since its inception in 2015. The program's goal is to strengthen the community by supporting projects which enhance the vibrancy of Halliburton County. Patty Talman, Executive Director of Halliburton County Development Corporation, or HCDC, says the program is a vital source of funding support for a diverse range of not-for-profits in the region. HCDC is celebrating its 40th year of sparking economic growth in the region.
We have created a way to support not-for-profit organizations by injecting approximately $70,000 per year into the community.
The LIP program has supported local groups such as the Sculpture Forest, Razzmatazz Kids Shows, the Dental Outreach Clinic, the Halliburton Highlands Arts Center Foundation, and the Halliburton Sports Hall of Fame. LIP has also been fundamental in bringing critical community issues to the public, including the housing summits, the Teeny Tiny Summit, local food networking, and environmental roundtables. The Halliburton County Development Corporation is supported by the Government of Canada through the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario, or FedDev Ontario.
Without HCDC's funding, many organizations don't have the capacity to apply for outside funders. We provide seed dollars for community-based projects that can involve just one or multiple organizations. Partners are encouraged, and often these projects will have a broader community impact.
Applying for LIP funding is as simple as visiting halliburtoncdc.ca. The deadline is Tuesday, March 11th. Local not-for-profits are encouraged to phone the office to go over their applications with a staff member prior to applying.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.